You're listening to Marketplace Weekend. I'm David Lazarus. Here's a question for you. How fast is fast when you're at the drive-thru window of your favorite fast food place?
I'd say...
5 minutes.
5 minutes?
5 minutes.
Nope.
10 minutes?
No. 7 minutes.
7 seconds.
6 minutes?
Uh-uh.
About 300 seconds?
Well, what is it like?
4 minutes, maybe.
3 to 4 minutes.
3 minutes.
I think about 3 minutes.
90 seconds.
Maybe like 2 minutes then.
Close. The answer is 203.29 seconds, and that's just under 4 minutes. Turns out the pace of fast food has actually been getting slower as menus have grown more complex, and now the industry wants to both simplify and kick things into a higher gear. To tell us more about that, we're joined by Sam Okus. He's the editor of QSR Magazine. That's the Bible of the fast food industry.
What we're seeing is that in the last 5 or so years, this pressure for better, more premium, and healthier menu items is applying a little bit more pressure on the fast food operation. So now when you have these more ingredients that you have to put into menu items, whether that's healthier ingredients or just more flavorful, bold ingredients, which is what customers are demanding these days, it takes a little bit more time to do that. So now you even see something like Taco Bell has some menu items that have 10, 11, 12 ingredients, whereas, you know, it didn't used to be the case. So in order to be able to put together these menu items accurately, it takes a little bit more time.
Now, according to the survey done by your magazine, the wait time at the drive-thru on average has increased by about 20 seconds. And for busy people like me, that's an eternity.
Yeah. So the demand from the customer has not changed. So even though fast food drive-thrus, generally speaking, are getting slower, customers actually still demand the experience to be faster.
And yet I did a little looking around at McDonald's and Taco Bell and Burger King, and they all seem to have programs designed to speed the experience up. They seem to feel that 20 seconds is a life or death struggle for them.
The restaurants recognize that the customers want something higher quality, and they recognize that they want to take a little bit more time to be able to offer those higher quality items. But that doesn't mean that they're going to just rest on their laurels and say, oh, okay, well, it's going to be slower then. They absolutely want us to still go as fast as possible, because when you consider, again, just the volume of traffic going through the drive-thru, fast food restaurants generally do anywhere between 60 and 70% of their business in the drive-thru. So it still behooves them to be able to go as quickly as possible and get those cars through the lane.
And what else are they doing? For example, it looks like McDonald's is trying to take things off of the menu to eliminate the choices that customers have.
That's right. There are a variety of things that fast food restaurants are trying to do in order to make this a little bit more of a streamlined process. So one thought is to have a more limited menu in the drive-through lane. So customers might still be able to, if they know that, you know, a Big Mac is still on the menu, even though it's not on the menu board outside, you know, they could still order it, but by offering fewer choices on the menu board outside, it gives the customers who either don't know the menu as well or who are they just want to get a quick meal, you know, gives them sort of a more less options to be able to look over, because it saves time in terms of them not just sitting there and looking over what they want to order. So that's one method. You know, another thing that's going to be really huge in the future, really not even in the future, but just even soon probably, is mobile, whether that's some sort of radio ping or something lets the restaurant know that the customer is there to pick up their order. And I think that's going to really be one of the biggest strategies moving into the future with the fast food drive-thru.
Is there any sort of speed benchmark that the industry aspires to? For example, if the average wait at the drive-thru is now 203.29 seconds, what is looked at as the holy grail here? 150 seconds? 1 minute? What are they looking for?
Well, I can tell you that in the history of our study, so we've done our drive-thru study for about 17 years now. In the history of the study, the all-time high is 116 seconds from Wendy's. I believe that was back in 2004, 2005, sometime around then. That's just impressive. That's really good. 116 seconds is it will probably never get better than that. And even Wendy's itself, Wendy's is historically almost year after year the fastest drive-through in the industry, according to our research. And even Wendy's probably won't top that. Wendy's is more down to, you know, 130, 140 something. But generally speaking, you know, something under 200 seconds is, I think, generally something that a lot of these companies would probably strive for.
What's my weight at Chick-fil-A?
At Chick-fil-A, the last time we studied them, they were somewhere around between 180, 190 seconds, I believe.
I don't know. 3 whole minutes, it's an outrage. Not when Wendy's right there offering me 2 minutes. Sam Okus is the editor of QSR Magazine. Sam, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.